理课堂听 class.com
1 Preview.
No matter what country they call home, or what language they speak, college students the world over share many interests and experiences. One of the strongest is the desire to succeed in school. The first text in this unit, Secrets of A Students, argues that good study skills are actually more important to academic success than intelligence and hard work. It offers 8 practical tips to help you study more effectively. In addition to schoolwork, the college years are also a time of important personal change and growth. In text B, Bittersweet Memories, a middle-aged woman recalls the mixed emotions she felt at the time of graduation from high school. In text C, Leaving, the author expresses the thoughts which a daughter has as she and her mother pack for her move into a college dormitory.
Text A. Secrets of A Students by Edwin Keister and Sally Valentine Keister. Alex, now a first-year student in natural sciences at Cambridge, played football for his school in Manchester and directed the school production of a play. But he left school with 5 A's. Amanda, studying English at Bristol University, acted in plays at her school and played tennis regularly. Yet she still managed to get 4 A's. How do A students like these do it? Brains aren't the only answer. The most gifted students do not necessarily perform best in exams. Knowing how to make the most of one's abilities counts for much more. Hard work isn't the whole story either. Some of these high-achieving students actually put in fewer hours than their lower-scoring classmates. The students at the top of the class get there by mastering a few basic techniques that others can easily learn. Here, according to education experts and students themselves, are the secrets of A students. 1. Concentrate. Top students allow no interruptions of their study time. Once the books are open, phone calls go unanswered, TV unwatched, and newspapers unread. This doesn't mean ignoring important things in your life, Amanda explains. It means planning your study time so that you can concentrate. If I'm worried about a sick friend, I call her before I start my homework. Then, when I sit down to study, I can really focus. 2. Study anywhere or everywhere. A university professor in Arizona, assigned to tutor underachieving college athletes, recalls a runner who exercised daily. He persuaded him to use the time to memorize biology terms. Another student stuck a vocabulary list on his bathroom wall and learned a new word every day while brushing his teeth. 3. Organize your materials. At school, Tom played basketball. I was too busy to waste time looking for a pencil or a missing notebook. I kept everything just where I could get my hands on it, he says. Paul, a student in New Mexico, keeps 2 folders for each subject, one for the day's assignments, the other for homework completed and ready to hand in. A drawer keeps essentials together and cuts down on time-wasting searches. 4. Organize your time. When a teacher set a long essay, Alex would spend a couple of days reading round the subject and making notes. Then he'd do a rough draft and write up the essay. He would aim to finish a couple of days before the assignment was due, so that if it took longer than expected, he'd still meet the deadline. Amanda stuck to a study schedule that included breaks every 2 hours. "Trying to study when you're overtired isn't smart," she advises. "Even a short break to stretch or get some fresh air can work wonders." 5. Learn how to read. "I used to spend hours going through irrelevant material," Amanda remembers. "But then I got used to reading quickly. If the first sentence of a paragraph wasn't relevant, I'd move on to the next paragraph." "The best course I ever took," says an Oklahoma student, "was speed reading. I not only increased my words per minute, but also learned to look at a book's table of contents and pictures first. Then, when I began to read, I had a sense of the material and I retained a lot more." To such students, the secret of good reading is to be an active reader, one who keeps asking questions that lead to a full understanding of the material being read. 6. Take good notes. "Before writing anything, I divide my page into two parts," says Amanda. "The left part is about a third of the page wide, the right two-thirds. I write my notes in the wider part and put down the main ideas on the left. During revision, this is very useful because you can see immediately why the material is relevant, rather than being worried by a great mass of information. Just before the end of lesson bell rings, most students close their books, put away papers, talk to friends, and get ready to leave. But a smart student uses those few minutes to write two or three sentences about the lesson's main points, which he scans before the next class." 7. Ask questions. "If you ask questions, you know at once whether you have got the point or not," says Alex. "Class participation is a matter of showing intellectual curiosity. In a lecture on economics, for example, curious students would ask how the Chinese economy could be both socialist and market-driven, thus interesting themselves not only in what's, but also in why's and how's." 8. Study together. The value of working together was shown in an experiment at the University of California at Berkeley. A graduate student there, who observed a first-year calculus course, found that Asian American students discussed homework, tried different approaches, and explained their solutions to one another, while the others studied alone, spent most of their time reading and rereading the text, and tried the same approach time after time, even if it was unsuccessful. After all, the secrets of A students are not so secret. You can learn and master them, and become an A student too.
New words.
Perform.
High achieving.
Lower scoring.
Concentrate.
Interruption.
Ignore.
Focus.
Assign.
Tutor.
Underachieving.
Athlete.
Recall.
Memorize.
Vocabulary.
Notebook.
Folder.
Assignment.
Drawer.
Essential.
Essay.
Draft.
Due.
Deadline.
Schedule.
Overtired.
Stretch.
Irrelevant.
Relevant.
Paragraph.
Speed reading.
Per.
Content.
Retain.
Revision.
Scan.
Participation.
Participate.
Intellectual.
Curiosity.
Economics.
Economy.
Market-driven.
Graduate.
Graduate student.
Calculus.
Approach.
Solution. Phrases and expressions.
Make the most of.
Count for much or little.
Not the whole story. Only part of the story.
Put in.
Get or lay one's hands on.
Hand in.
Keep together.
Cut down on.
Stick to.
Work wonders.
Go through.
Lead to.
A couple of.
Write up.
Put down.
Put away.
Time after time.
Proper names.
Edwin Keister.
Sally Valentine Keister.
Alex.
Cambridge.
Manchester.
Amanda.
Bristol.
Arizona.
New Mexico.
Oklahoma.
California.
Berkeley.
Text B. Bittersweet Memories by Karen Odom. High school graduation. The bittersweet feelings are as much a part of me now as they were 21 years ago. As graduation day approached, excitement increased. Being out of high school meant I was finally coming of age. Soon I would be on my own, making my own decisions, doing what I wanted without someone looking over my shoulder. And it meant going to school with boys. A welcome change coming from an all-girl high school. There was never any question in my mind that I would go to a college away from home. My mother's idea, on the other hand, was just the opposite. Trying her best not to force her preferences on me, she would subtly ask whether I had considered particular schools, all of which happened to be located in or near my hometown of Chicago. Once it was established that, as long as it was financially feasible, I would be going away anyway, my family's perspective changed. Their concern shifted from whether I was going away to how far. The schools I was considering on the East Coast suddenly looked much more attractive than those in California. But which college I would attend was just one of what seemed like a never-ending list of unknowns. What would college be like? Would I be unbearably lonely, not knowing anyone else who was going to the same school? Would the other students like me? Would I make friends easily? Would I miss my family so much that I wouldn't be able to stand it? And what about the work? Would I be able to keep up? Being an A student in high school seemed to offer little assurance I would be able to survive college. What if the college I selected turned out to be a horrible mistake? Would I be able to transfer to another school? Then panic set in. My feelings took a 180-degree turn. I really didn't want to leave high school at all, and it was questionable whether I wanted to grow up after all. It had been nice being respected as a senior by the underclass students for the past year. I didn't enjoy the idea of being on the bottom rung of the ladder again. Despite months of anticipation, nothing could have prepared me for the impact of the actual day. As the familiar strains of pomp and circumstance echoed in the background, I looked around at the other figures in white caps and gowns as we solemnly filed into the auditorium. Tears welled up uncontrollably in my eyes, and I was consumed by a rush of sadness. As if in a daze, I rose from my seat when I heard my name called, and slowly crossed the stage to receive my diploma. As I reached out my hand, I knew that I was reaching not just for a piece of paper, but for a brand new life. Exciting as the prospect of a new life seemed, it wasn't easy saying goodbye to the old one. The familiar faces, the familiar routine. I would even miss that chemistry class I wasn't particularly fond of, and the long commute each day between home and school that I abhorred. Good or bad, it was what I knew. That September, I was fortunate to attend a wonderful university in Providence, Rhode Island. I needn't have worried about liking it. My years there turned out to be some of the best years of my life. And as for friends, some of the friendships I formed there I still treasure today. Years later, financial difficulties forced my high school to close its doors for good. Although going back is impossible, it's comforting to know I can revisit my special memories any time.
New words.
Bittersweet.
Excitement.
Preference.
Subtly.
Particular.
Locate.
Establish.
Financially.
Financial.
Feasible.
Perspective.
Concern.
Shift.
Attractive.
Assurance.
Survive.
Horrible.
Transfer.
Panic.
Senior.
Underclass.
Rung.
Despite.
Anticipation.
Anticipate.
Impact.
Strain.
Pomp.
Circumstance.
Echo.
Background.
Gown.
Solemnly.
Solemn.
File.
Auditorium.
Consume.
Days.
Stage.
Diploma.
Brand.
Brand new.
Prospect.
Routine.
Commute.
Abhor.
Treasure.
Phrases and expressions.
Come of age.
Be on one's own.
Look over somebody's shoulder.
On the other hand.
Keep up.
What if.
Turn out to be.
Set in.
File into.
Well up.
In a daze.
Reach out.
As for.
For good.
Proper names.
Karen Odom.
Chicago.
Providence.
Rhode Island.
Text C.
Leaving, by Lisa Mandelbaum. It is September, and time for me to leave for college. Not only college, I am leaving home, my paradise, my protection, my friends, and you. Getting me ready all summer took a lot out of you. Your face looks worn and tired. Your body aches. Your bad knee is swollen. You won't let that stop you. You keep going, making sure I have everything I need. It is as if you were going to college with me. Sometimes I wish you were. You feel the same, but you know that wouldn't be good for either of us. It is my last day home, and I am nervous, scared, and upset. It has finally occurred to me that I am no longer your little girl. You look at me, and I look at you, both knowing that this is it. You know how I am feeling, because you feel the same way. I am trying to pack, and you are driving me crazy with, "Take this." "No, I don't want to. I won't need it." "How do you know you won't need it?" "I just know. Now will you stop it?" I yell at you. You yell at me. It thunders. We stop yelling. My bright room has been taken over by darkness, sadness, silence. It is raining. I look up at you. Your big green eyes are filled with tears. Your eyelashes flutter, trying to hold them back. You don't want me to see you crying. It's no use, because I have. For a long time, I just stare at you, trying to remember what you look like. Your blonde hair perfectly done up, with a wave that slightly covers one eyebrow. Your clear, smooth skin, not a line or wrinkle to be found. The sweet smell of your favourite perfume. All these things I will miss. You look up at me and see me staring at you. You smile. I'm sorry, I start to say, but don't finish, because you know by just looking at my face. The rain stops, and we continue packing. It is Friday, the day I leave for college. It is finally here. I can't believe it. The car is all packed up, and we are off. The whole drive up, I know what you are thinking. Will she like it? Will she do well? What will her roommate be like? God, I'm going to miss my baby. As I sit next to you and watch you, I can tell you have more anxiety about college than I do. We have finally arrived. You feel that tightening in your stomach. I know, because I feel it too. I have registered and gotten everything into my room. It is time for you to leave. You hug me as if you were never going to see me again, even though you know you will. I can tell you are crying. You think that by wearing your sunglasses I can't tell, but I can. You have tried to pull that same trick whenever I left for sleepaway camp. It didn't work then, and it doesn't work now. I know I am crying too. It is 5 p.m. You are home. You walk into the house and straight into my room. You move things around to make sure they are in their right places. You look around. Even though everything is there, it looks empty, like an evicted apartment. You are nervous. You straighten out the bed again. Then you lie on it, holding one of my stuffed animals. You cry. I know, because I am crying too. You know that also. You look at my stereo and say to yourself, I can't tell her to lower the sound anymore. Then you look at the television set. I can't tell her to turn it off anymore. From there your eyes reach the telephone. I can't tell her to get off the phone and do her homework. The phone is the worst enemy of all. You stare at it for a long time. You want to call me, I want to call you, but we don't. You want to tell me that you love me and that everything is all right. I know, because I know you. Don't worry, Mom. I'll be fine. I love you, but you already know that too.